I would also like to remind you that the KUAF website is offering passes to the Fayetteville Roots Festival August 28th through the 31st. One winner will receive two sold-out VIP passes, which includes the Friends of the Festival backstage concert, late-night concerts, and the main stage. The winner will be announced August 18th during the noon edition of Ozarks at Large. Registration available at KUAF.com. University of Arkansas professor and author Moja Koff will deliver a presentation Wednesday on the campus of Northwest Arkansas Community College in Bentonville. It's about women in the Syrian Revolution. The event is part of NWAC's theme semester-long focus on Syria and will be Wednesday from noon until 1:15 p.m. in room 108 of the Becky Panight Student Center on the NWAC campus in Bentonville. The program is free and open to the public. The presentation is titled Syrian Women's Nonviolence Activism in the Revolution. Dr. Koff is an associate professor at the University of Arkansas, where she's in her 19th year of teaching comparative literature and Middle East studies. She's author of the novel The Girl in the Tangerine Scarf, as well as other books. Forget the mid-20s forecast for tonight. It is spring. And to help reassure us, the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks will hold their annual plant sale Friday, April 25th. From 5 until 8 for garden members, and then again Saturday the 26th from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. for the general public. The sale is free both days, but you'll need to bring cash or checks to purchase merchandise from area vendors. Vendors and local plant societies are expected to be selling vegetables, herbs, trees, perennials, and hanging baskets. For more information, bgozarks.org. The park at West End in Fort Smith opened this weekend and will continue to have Ferris wheel rides through the warm months on Fridays from 4 until 9 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 until 9 p.m. through late May. Summer hours for the park, located at the western edge of Garrison Avenue in downtown Fort Smith, begin May 27th and will include expanded hours Tuesday through Saturday. You can learn much more by calling the park at West End at 784-2368. Bentonville is becoming a hotspot for the comings and goings of extinct animals. Recently, the Museum of Native American History installed the fossil of a mammoth in its lobby, purchased from a firm in Arizona. Now, Rexy the T-Rex will be leaving the Bentonville Library. Rexy has been in the library's main hall for the past half dozen years, but Rexy's taking a new post with the Arkansas Discovery Network as part of a traveling dinosaur exhibit. Rexy is a half-size replica of the bone-chasing T-Rex that was featured in the 20th Century Fox movie Night at the Museum. Previously, Rexy was on tour to promote the DVD release of the Night of the Museum DVD, traveling from New York to Los Angeles. Upon completion of that tour, Rexy got a makeover and was donated to the Bentonville Public Library by 20th Century Fox and Walmart. Now, Rexy's last day in Bentonville is Thursday. Library officials say he'll still pose for pictures until then. And while Rexy is leaving the area, a former Razorback is coming back. It was announced earlier today that former Arkansas women's basketball standout Christy Smith will be joining the Arkansas women's basketball coaching staff. She will be the top assistant for the recently hired new head coach, Jimmy Dykes. Christy Smith was an All-American while at Arkansas, playing point guard, helped Arkansas get to the Final Four, and she played in the WNBA. She has also been an assistant coach at Purdue, helping the Boilermakers reach the NCAA tournament three consecutive years.